What do you think? Moving on from the real estate department. What do you think about this whole Occupy Wall Street thing? 99%, 1%, that sort of thing.
I guess I don't really have an opinion on it. It's odd. Maybe I should. Maybe I don't. I don't feel like that it's that controversial. It's like, yeah, people are up in arms, and they should be. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You know, I mean, I don't. And anytime you have a protest, this is what's going to happen, right? People are going to occupy something, and then the police are going to come in and, like, get all mad, and then they're going to, like, fight back and stuff.
Well, do you think that this is going to go anywhere? Like, is it going to create any actual change, or is it going to create a permanent institution or a potentially permanent institution in the vein of, like, the Tea Party, which was sort of... I think at first it was just sort of seen as like, oh, this is a little protest. Now it's kind of a wing of the Republican Party.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, I feel like it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
Only because this is exactly how the Tea Party stood out.
It's definitely too early to tell. I want your best guess. I want your prediction. Lay it on the line. What's going to happen with Occupy Wall Street?
Oh, boy. If you had asked me, okay, I'm going to hedge a little bit, but if you had asked me like a month ago, I would have said nothing because it just seemed like it was just this one thing and it was fizzling.
Yeah.
But I think a few weeks ago, it spread across the world, right? I mean, it's across the country now. I've seen a couple people in San Francisco, you know, hanging out, and I mean, apparently it's in
not
like...
Not many, because most of the people in San Francisco are in the 1%, apparently.
Well, yeah, you know. And it's cold here. But, like, you know, I saw these... apparently, there's, like, protests and, like, riots in Rome or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is hard to say whether it's connected to this 1% thing or not, but, I mean...
Well, there's a lot of, like, anarchists, too, who just sort of are looking for... looking for a good time.
Well, and you could say the same for the Tea Party. There's a lot of racists and, like, you know, like, a lot of, like...
I think that most Tea Party people would call that a gross misportrayal of the Tea Party. And the same
for the anarchists, right?
Well, no, but I think that people who are anarchists define themselves as anarchists.
Okay,
they
say, fine.
Like,
but I mean,
I am an anarchist. But very few people are like, I'm a racist.
All right, well, then I don't think there's a lot of anarchists at the 1%. I think there's just a bunch of people. A bunch of, like, I can't even characterize them. I'm just saying, like, if you were to make fun of them, mm-hmm. say, oh, it's just a bunch of hippies or a bunch of, like, you know, do-nothings or a bunch of, like, you know, liberal hippie people who have, you know, I can't even come up with the words. I'm just like, if I was a stodgy old curmudgeon and I was like angry at those people, what would I call them? I already said hippie.
Stoners.
I already said stoners, slackers, do nothings, peacenicks. You know? And I think they are, you know, and good for them. But I mean, it's just like I said, the same way the Tea Party started out, it started out this way with a bunch of angry people with sort of misplaced and undirected rage,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're not helping their cause by self-proclaiming that they have no leader, mm-hmm. and they have no direction. Although the Tea Party did that also, I think.
Yeah.
So it's just really hard to say. I feel like nothing's going to come of it because it almost makes too much sense what they're saying.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, the Tea Party, it made no sense what they were saying.
Wait, what makes too much sense what they're saying? Like, dig a little deeper there, like, what is it that they're saying? That
well, you hear
sense?
About all these people. I mean, they're angry about so many things.
Yeah.
Right? But I mean, they're angry about how, yeah, like the top 1% don't pay enough taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And enough, of course, is a very subjective word.
Mm-hmm.
What is the proper amount of taxes ever? Is it a theoretical number? Is it a moral number? Is it an internal number that you just feel like, yeah, I feel like these people are finally paying me the right amount of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 70? Is it 40? Is it 12? Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. Should it be flat? They're angry about these wars, I think. They're angry about, you know, the bailouts, and mm-hmm. rightfully so. They're angry about these, like, corporations who basically, you know, we live and die, like, the economy, the country, the mood, just, like, we live and die by how the stock market does.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Morgan Stanley or, you know, Lehman Brothers or whoever it is loses $1 billion one quarter, stocks go down. Everybody's depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, like... you know, people don't buy as much, or like Christmas is no good this year because, you know, it's like nobody has enough money, and it's like, well, your money didn't go anywhere, you didn't have any anyway, it was just a piece of paper, right? I mean, it's like your stock, you don't have, Why do you care? Just go buy, right?
I think maybe we should have a for Christmas, when Christmas is a bad Christmas, we should have like an evil, like, anti-Santa. Like, what if Santa had a villain? That would be pretty good.
He does. I think it's
Hanukkah Harry.
That's right. Or Satan, one or the other. Or the Easter Bunny, perhaps. Mm. But yeah, I think he's 1% people. I mean, I guess I'm kind of on their side. It seems like a lot of people are coming out on the internet, like these celebrities are like, I'm with the 1% or these 99%ers and stuff like that. But I mean, I don't know. They have no actual purpose or direction. So
well, celebrities are always so well informed too. That...
Well, some of them, I guess, but yeah. So I guess I don't think it'll actually turn into anything.
You heard it here first, folks. Sachin thinks that the, whatever it's called, Occupy Wall Street movement isn't going to really turn into anything.
Yeah, I guess I think that. All right. Because of what I said.
All right.
What do you think?
Bloody revolution.
You think bloody revolution?
Heads are going to roll. No, I think if anything, what could happen is a bit more of a, like, galvanizing rallying cry, or maybe some leaders could emerge. But like you said, when a movement doesn't have any clearly stated goals and they're just sort of expressing a general emotion, you need people to step up and take leadership or help direct the movement. Or, I mean, maybe it could just continue in this sort of amorphous state, but that won't ever enact any change. For change to happen, you need to have clearly defined either, you know, problem statement or solution, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess I'd point this out. I feel like what you're saying is the same, was equally true about the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
No clear leader.
Yeah,
no
but then you got the Tea Party favorites popped out.
Well, those are people who are latching on to that. Those are people who are like latching on the coattails of that. I mean, so there could be some politician who easily could do the same thing for these 1%ers or 99%ers. So it's like, will that happen, I guess, yes or no? Yeah. So that's more of a question, right? But I guess the reason I feel like what you said is the same for the Tea Party. No clear leader until somebody like, you know, popped up. No clear purpose. No clear organization, mm-hmm. and no clear actual goals.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still angry nonetheless. And I felt like maybe if you wanted to differentiate the two, it's just the people, the Tea Party people were angry about stuff that people are always angry about, sort of like conservatives are angry about. And it's sort of this gut-wrenching sort of like emotion, right? It's like religion. Right, because they were really, I mean, for a long time they were like talking about Barack Hussein Obama and how he's a Muslim and all this mm-hmm. stuff, right? They were talking about like America, you know, how America's like lost its glory, right? And they're talking about the flag and guns, you know, and how like the rights are being infringed upon and mm-hmm. all that stuff. You know, I think that's the stuff that people can rally around, like these, whatever their demands are or are not.
Mm-hmm.
They had these sort of like, they were symbolic all just causes. They were all very like symbolically embroiled in the cause. You know, that's what they latched onto, and whatever it was, they were united by this sort of like fear, value, anger, you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whereas these 99%ers are basically communists.
Right? I think that's a huge leap.
Is it? I mean, like, basically, the morals that they're, like, grasping onto are, like, you know, they don't pay, the rich don't pay enough, you know, we're working hard, they're screwing us over, we have no rights, we feel disenfranchised, which is very, like, populist, very, like, communist, like, kind of...
Well, all right, but there's a big difference between saying that some people don't pay their share... and communism, which is a collectivization of ownership.
All right, well, maybe I should... I mean, okay, I think if you want to take the technical term of communism, you're right. They're not... But I mean...
I'm going to pull the technical one on.
All right, fine.
That's a technical foul.
Well, then we'll go with, like, Marxism or, like, classism or, like, socialism. Any of those sort of, like, basically for the people, of the people movements, where people are feeling like they're being disenfranchised, and you know, it's turning into a feudal society. Does that, are you cool with that, or
feudalism? What, are you for it or against it?
They're gonna go with anti.
You're anti-feudal, huh? What if you got to be part of the nobility?
I would fight it from the inside.
All right. Well, there you go. There's a good.
I would accept I will accept the title. And I would ruthlessly repress my own serfs. But I would secretly and surreptitiously enable other nobility's serfs.
So would you actually just be trying to undo the other nobility so you could be the sole leader, or
I would just cause revolution throughout the entire kingdom, but for my tiny feudal area.
You'd be more effective if you trained your serfs to go and infiltrate.
Possible. Other serfs. I mean, I might do that too. I might do that as long as it's not within my own like nobility.
So you want to hold on to your own realm?
No. Like I said,
you're holding on to your piece of property.
No, I'm just saying, if I've given this title and I've given this money, you know, like how can I best serve the people? Really, right?
By using it.
Yes, by using it. You know, it's just like, I mean, this is just what, you know, imagine me supplying arms to the Contra rebels, you know? It's the same thing. It's totally cool.
It's totally cool?
Totally worked out. Scratch that part.